Hey, good morning, everyone. Wow, that was loud.
I'm awake.
Welcome. Good I gotta morning. Sit back. Yeah, you gotta turn me down a little bit because I'm just gonna blow up both my eardrums. So anyway, welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams Moniz, just everything. Mom, morning. Attorney extraordinaire.
Thank you.
She is your favorite real estate attorney, among other things. How are you?
I'm doing well. How
Terrific.
Are you?
We have Precious here. Precious, obviously.
Morning,
Hi,
Precious.
How are you? She's waving.
Doing well. My gremlins are 4 months old today.
Okay. Did you not blink? And now it's 4 months.
Isn't that wild? I know. Vanessa, our nanny, and I were taking them to Montessori this morning, and I told her that. She's like, they're not 4 months. I'm like, no, Ness, they are.
And four months.
Yeah, four months.
Oh, my
months.
God. You know, I blinked and kept my eyes closed just a little too long. My oldest is 38 years old now.
Your oldest is older than me.
Thank you for that.
Just had to throw it out there.
Wow.
It's like when you talk about your weight and I want to just smack you around a little. but they're 4 months. I can't believe it. Like, it's just
God,
crazy.
I got to tell you something. They're all so cute.
I know. They're so cute.
Yeah.
I told Phil, I took Cameron to the grocery store last weekend for the first time, and we went to Trader Joe's, and I sent Phil this video, but he sat in the cart, and when the cart started moving, I mean, the kid had the most fun, like his face the entire time. And then I gave him like every item that I would pull from the shelf, I would hand to him, and I taught him how to throw it into the basket. And so he's just like lobbing
just like
mushrooms.
What a great,
Oh, it's like he had like such a fun time. So I think I'm going to take him back again this Sunday. It was really cute.
Now what's going to happen is anybody hands him anything now, he's just going to
throw it
over
the
shoulder.
I know. It just,
thank you.
Go I know, on. But the problem is like every single person at Trader Joe's is like, he's so cute. I'm like, no. Craig and I are in so much trouble.
Oh, yeah. No, and you know what's funny is the girls are just adorable,
they're so
and they're
sweet.
Gonna get cuter.
I know.
Which is gonna be tough for you. Yeah, no, you're screwed.
We'll figure it out.
You know what? Here's a weird thing that I've never told you because no one really would care about this. Makes no difference. Grocery stores, I love them.
Okay.
I know it's strange, huh?
No, it's
I love
not.
To go to grocery stores. You know why? Because everything, there's so much stuff, and it's all in perfect order.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it's like
Do you
Christmas
know why
to
I
me.
Like to go? Because what? I get away from my kids. But now, unfortunately, exactly,
yeah,
I ruined
yeah.
that
I
for
I can't wait
myself.
To see you have to go, because eventually you're going to have to go with all three.
Oh, that's going to be hysterical.
Really,
yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
They're going to be standing in the cart.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, I don't think so. Anyway,
they're
so
have to. Hey, why don't we see if we can't go? What's coming up on today's show in the next 60 seconds?
Demand for new mortgages jumps 28% in 1 week,
which is good news, right? Mm-hmm. Keller Williams to pay $40 million to settled cold call class action suit.
Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman calls millennials the roommate generation.
U.S. lawmakers demand Department of Justice probe into RealPage's YieldStar software.
Hey, negotiate better without saying a word. 35 tips for reading body language.
Panic sellers are turning to Open Door later in the game.
Outdated MLS policy hides thousands of homes for sale.
Whoa.
Yikes.
All that and less on today's show.
I don't know. We might get to it.
No. Okay, hang on a second. Did you not just read the negotiate better without saying a word 35 tips?
I'm stoked. That's going to be a whole segment. I'm being facetious. I'm just trying to be positive,
no,
Phil.
No, I like it. I like it. And we're actually going to be starting off with something positive. Here's a positive.
Yeah.
My house is in escrow.
I'm not happy about
this.
I mean, I am happy about this, but I'm not happy about
this. Yeah, I'm with you. You know what?
Congratulations.
Again, it's a mixed emotion, you know?
So the story's kind of a long one, and I know
it's I can go
so
quick.
Just, yeah, but it's
quick.
A good story.
Okay, so I put it back on the market a couple weeks ago and had some people come in. I had somebody write an offer $110,000 less. Somebody else wrote an offer $100,000 less. So at least I said, well, at least, you know, we're kind of in the ballpark.
Like,
I said, should I counter that? I mean, is it worth it for me to? She goes, absolutely counter it. So I came down $20,000, so we were $80,000 apart. That's fine. And so I'm sitting there. Somebody comes in with her husband. She says, I saw it over the weekend at the open house. My husband's just back in town. I wanted him to see it. He didn't seem too impressed, right?
Yeah.
At the very end, he goes, tell me what's wrong with your house. Just do me a favor. Just tell me what's wrong with your house. And I went, well, the trash compactor, you have to push it twice to get it to do the full cycle. He goes, what else? And I said,
there was one other thing, but I forget what it was.
The upstairs bathroom has a little something in the glass, and I've got to replace the glass because I've got to replace that.
Negligible.
He goes, what else? I go, that's it. He goes, okay. How much are you looking for? And I said, well, I mean, I can tell you what I counter back with. Anyway, long story short, long story longer, they called me up half an hour later, said, okay, we're going to give you what you asked for. And I said, okay, well, you know, fine, write it, and we'll see. In the meantime, I'm sitting there. It's dark. I've finished dinner. I'm talking to my wife. We're watching television.
Which for Fel and Judy is like 6 p.m.
Yeah. it's late at night.
Like 6:30.
It's 6:22 in the evening. And somebody calls me, and he says, hey, I'd like to see your property. And I said, okay, cool, when? He goes, tonight. And I went, no. I go, it's dark. I don't know where you are, but it's dark here. And he goes, no, I'd really like to see it. And I went, he goes, my client's really interested. And I went, I looked at Judy. She goes, well, I don't care. So the guy comes out. He goes, I'm coming out from Pasadena. And I said, okay. Well, Pasadena tells me, if you're Pasadena, you know, West LA, Santa Monica, when they come out, it's like the price isn't shocking, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
If it's somebody here, it's right. All, oh my God, how much do you want? $1.3 million. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, he comes out and he's holding
a phone.
He's holding a phone.
I got you.
No, I know. I was wondering. I thought you were actually sending me a message.
No.
And I was
just
like,
what are you
trying to tell
me?
Other?
My boot over here.
So he's got a thing, and he says, this is Phil. And he goes, this is my client, and I see the thing. Okay, great. And so now he's Chinese, okay? And so he's speaking to her in Chinese, so I don't understand. So I'll tell him something, and then he'll actually tell her something in Chinese. It felt great. And so we go through the house and everything. Wow. We go into the back of the house, and he's still doing it. He tells me, okay, get on. He goes, grab a light. And so I had a light, and he goes, get all the way over there in the corner so she can see, you know, how big the lot is and everything. And
it's big.
I come back in, and he goes, okay. What do you want? How much do you want? I go, well, I got offers coming in, so I'll take full price, I guess. And he goes, okay, we'll take it. And I went, what? And he looks at here, and he goes, yeah, you want it? She goes, yes. And she goes, oh, you're a very handsome man. And I went, all right, you can have it.
Do you want me or you want the house? Oh, you want the house.
So anyway, it was very funny. So he left, and I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. And he went from there to Pasadena, wrote the offer, got it to me at 10 o'clock that night. Both those offers came in within 20 minutes. Mm. And so I took the because I said that I would, I took the one that came in at full price. I told him, I said, if you come in at full price, I'll take it. Unfortunately, the next day, I forgot that I was having a showing at noon. I was leaving to go to lunch, and I was pulling out of my driveway, and somebody pulled up, and I thought, and he starts walking up my driveway. I go, are you here for me? He goes, my 12 o'clock. And I went, oh, shoot. And
you're
I
like,
turned
oh,
everything
yeah.
off. I closed everything down. All the lights were off because I would. So I rushed them through it. I felt bad. She was from the South Bay. She didn't have her husband there. She just had her baby. And at the very end, he goes, okay, what do you want for the property? And I went, well, I got to be honest with you. It's pretty much sold. I go, I got full price, and that was great. And I told the guy that, you know, if he caught it, he went, no. You didn't sign it off, right? And I said, well, no, but I told him. He goes, yeah, I know, but you didn't sign it off. I've got the offer half written. Let me just go write another offer. And I went,
okay.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? No. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay. He brings it in at $20,000 more, mm-hmm. right? However, my word is my bond, right? I could have because the contract wasn't signed.
You're nice.
And he said he didn't understand that. And I said, well, if I tell you something, I'm going to do it.
You're a good
guy. Cost me $20,000.
You're a good guy.
But what can I tell you? And I said, now, here's the interesting thing. The other thing, not only did they want to buy the house, the people from China, but they also want to buy the furniture.
Right.
Which...
And they're okay to do a rent back, right? For a minute?
Actually, no, they don't want a rent back. They said that I could close it whatever day I want to close it because she's not even coming into the country.
Oh, that's what it was.
She's not even coming into the country until August.
They'll close it.
So I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, so...
Well, I'll drive by and check it out for you. I live 2 miles away from you.
Yeah.
I'll
kind of curious to see what's going on. Anyway, so that's my long story. Yeah. So okay, so let's go off of let's see how are we doing on by the numbers.
SCV by the numbers.
Yay!
Okay. All right.
Oh,
so
no, don't make me guess. He's looking at me.
Yeah. You both have to guess just for fun. Although I don't know if I've got $100 on me. Okay. How
it's
many?
It's not going to matter.
How many active listings? It's between 300 and 400. How many active?
Okay, I'm going to go 329.
Okay. Precious.
370.
Close. Okay, she was closer. It's 358. Okay, how about this? Active under contract and pending.
Okay. So 358,
between
that's...
Between 1 and 2.
358, that's not great.
Well, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You mean how many?
No, I'm just saying how many active listings. 358.
It's actually good for sellers still.
Yeah.
Because the buyers are starting to come back.
Okay, so pending and under contract. Pending,
yep.
Between 1 and 2.
Yep.
139.
Oh.
120.
120.
Very close. If you were dyslexic, you would have won. Because you had 130 thing. It was 193. Yep. Okay. Sold last 30 days. Santa Clarita, how many sold in the last 30 days and closed?
Between.
Oh, sorry. Between 1 and 2.
Oh, great. 114. She says 120.
Close. 127.
Ooh.
Wow.
127 in the last 30 days, really.
Closed.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's incredible because, you know, only 358 active listings. So, again, you know, and it's funny because as soon as things turned around, we went to 700 listings. Remember, I told you, so we're going up to come down to half of that. That's amazing.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got an interesting home warranty story for you.
Okay.
All right. I'm in escrow with another one in Stevenson Ranch, which is interesting because two out of the seven that are in escrow are both mine.
Humble brag. That's why you should hire Phil. Yep. Okay.
So you're in escrow. So anyway, so we're in escrow.
This isn't the one with the meditation room, is
no,
it?
No. This is another one.
Okay.
So anyway, we're in escrow. The people do their checking, and there's, you know, it's got some things that need to be done, right? But,
let's do all houses.
And this is kind of scary sometimes. They had a person come out to check the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's got a pool, it's got a jacuzzi, it's, you know. And usually when they have somebody come out, they check and they look at it, and they're reasonable, you know. But then you can also tell if the inspector has got kids in college and he wants to pay for them. Because what happens is he picks out every little thing. And instead of saying, you know, I could probably fix this or I could look at it for this much an hour, he gives you a replacement cost, right? To give you an idea. The pool light. Now, there's like 4 pool lights in this pool. One of the pool lights is out.
Okay.
And he can replace it for $1,200.
Okay.
Well, that's nice considering that it's a $500 pool light. Installed, $500. So he's got a thing to where most people that have saltwater pools, and I didn't know this, most people that have saltwater pools disconnect the saltwater. For some reason, they just say, you know, it's not worth it. So they disconnect it.
My parents have a saltwater pool.
Yep. Hmm. And so they disconnected it. So this guy doesn't say it should be checked. You know, hook it back up if you want saltwater. Hook it back up and check it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say that. He says it's not hooked up.
It's broken.
And it's $2,295 to fix it. Right. So, like I said, the guy's got kids in college. Right. He's trying. He's like, oh, man, I got to. And so they come up with this thing. The physical inspection report, you know, the things to be done, health and safety, not a problem we can
do.
But because he brings in this pool guy, he adds up the stuff that the pool guy wants to make it perfect and says we also want $7,900 in cash to fix the pool.
You're like...
And I called the client and I said, don't you have a home warranty? She goes, yeah. And I go, okay. This, call them up and have them fix it. It's included in your home warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I'll tell them to go jump on the lake when it comes to a $1,200 pool light.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to hook up their salt water, they can. You know, it's up to them, but they're not going to hook it up. And it does work when they unhook it.
Good for
it.
You.
And so now we're from $7,900 down to virtually nothing, right? And that's a good thing. But
that inspector's poor kids in college.
Yeah.
How rude.
Great. Now, one of them's going to have to leave.
But hey,
leave
I mean,
school.
that's you know, the benefit of having somebody like you as the agent. You're the expertise. You know what the home warranty covers, you know, and you're able to kind of read these little tricks and whatnot.
Can you imagine if the realtor didn't really know, you know, about that and they paid $7,900 and
closed? I think a lot of people probably would. That's what I'm saying. That's
that
wild.
Been really bad.
No, thank you.
Okay, so next thing is.
Making me think, like, we didn't have a pool guy come out. I just had you look at it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there's a fence.
You know what? And you had the home warranty.
Yeah.
So if anything breaks, it's going to be covered.
Yeah.
So that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so gas bill. What's going on with the gas?
Oh, my holy mother. Okay. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this, but I'm so glad you mentioned it. I like was upstairs in my home office and I'm like, oh, the gas bill. And normally ours is like $80. It was like $140 last month, which I was like, ooh, that's expensive.
Ooh.
Open it, was drinking a lemon bubble water, spit it flying across, and like both of my dogs like jump up because I'm just like, and I screamed, "What the word I can't say on the air? Please do not curse." $300.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Yep.
Help.
Ours is $460.
What?
Yeah. $460.
What? But why?
I don't know. That's why I asked you. I don't understand.
And you have to get a second job.
Okay, okay. It's nuts. And you know, the funny thing is, it's
heart
like,
failure.
What are we really using?
That's what I'm like, what am I doing?
What are we really using?
Take a phone call. I don't know. But so I looked at it and I'm like, the usage is not that different. I mean, because we don't, like, ours is on because somebody's usually home during the day.
Right.
But, like, I was telling Sherry, our, you know, my friend, our office manager, I was like, if it weren't for these darn kids, I would just turn everything off. And Greg and I would just, like, either walk around naked when it's hot or put a blanket on when it's cold, right? Like, it's insanity.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So I don't know. I mean, I've heard on the news the gas prices were going up, but I'm thinking, like, okay, like, it's negligible. No, yeah. not double.
They're going, yeah, sometimes triple. Insane. I know. So I don't get it, but this is what I'm thinking.
Okay? Cameron's going to have to get a job. That's what I'm
so
thinking.
Could it have something to do with that gas leak that they had, and then they had to pay everybody in Chatsworth and Porter Ranch and Northridge all of that money because,
like,
you know, their values have come down and my kids are sick and blah, blah.
I don't think they can do that.
They can't do that and say, hey, okay, we have to pay all this stuff off, so now.
I don't know. I'm not, you know, a gas attorney. I don't know how it's regulated, unfortunately. I'm not, you know.
Man.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Man.
But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because my goodness. And then I'm irritated because there's, you know, bubble water spittle all over my office. And I'm like.
The dogs.
Angry
about
the bill.
I can see the dogs jumping off the bed or jumping off the thing. Yeah,
Felix
hiding.
Like, yeah, exactly. Felix is like, what's happening? Yeah,
that's
so,
amazing.
I know. I'm not pleased. I'm like, I'm going to call. Greg's like, oh, I feel bad for whoever you talk to. I'm not going to call. I mean, I don't think they're going to do anything about it.
Well, get in line if you're going to call because, I mean, everybody that I talk to goes, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
I should have known, like, along with the email, which doesn't normally happen, it's like, has this huge green button, like, if you need a payment plan. And I'm like, I don't need a payment plan, but part of me just wants to click the button because I'm, like, just perturbed by this whole thing. Like, fine, I'll pay you $7 a month.
Yeah, 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 that's fine. Yeah, and then so it's $460 this month, and so next month then, if I only make a little bit of a payment, next month it's going to be $920.
That's the thing.
And like, then it's going to be $1,312, and then it's going to be, it's like,
I know.
You'd never catch up.
I know, that's the problem. It's highly unfortunate.
I wonder if it's just a California thing.
I don't know. My best friend Angelique is in town from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, girl, you better be listening.
Yeah.
I'll ask her when she's coming up tonight. I'll ask her if they've got insane gas bills.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, why don't we?
Jeez, glad we got to any of the articles or real estate during our first segment.
No, we got plenty of time.
We do, but so I guess let's just take a real quick break.
Awesome. And we're gonna start with a little bit of good news when we come back.
I'm excited.
I love it.
Stay with us.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, okay, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS, 1220 AM and 98.1 FM. It's hard to say fast, so how about if I say it slower? Hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS, 1220 AM and 98.1 FM, and on Facebook Live. By the way, hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
I'm Phil, that's Taylor, Precious is here, everybody's here, it's a party.
Angelique is here, she said she's at an IHOP up here in Valencia.
Oh, nice.
I was like, why aren't you at my house? Just go to my house. My dogs love her.
Oh.
So
IHOP. What do I like at IHOP? Oh, those crepes.
I haven't been to IHOP in probably 15 years.
Yeah, they have those crepes. I really like the crepes. Okay.
Hey, so you said you have good news.
We do. Let's start with, because
like,
you know
when
what?
You give good news. Because last week you were like, ooh, well, child, Debbie Downer.
Well, I mean, everything
I, needed, like,
I read.
A full donut almost after the show last week, and I never eat a full donut.
She had to dive into the donut. Oh, my God.
I was too upset.
That's
funny. All right, so what you got?
Okay, so now here's this is good news, bad news. The good news about this article is it starts good, and then you keep reading, and it's like, okay, but let's still, we'll give you the reality.
It's good, but let's all just take a minute.
Real estate rebound. Demand for new mortgages jumps 28% in 1 week.
See, and this is interesting to me because this is like, completely a 180 from what my understanding of the market right now.
Exactly
so,
right.
All right, so fill me in.
The U.S. housing market's topsy-turvy ride shows no sign of letting up in the new year as mortgage applications rose sharply last week despite fears that home sales will keep sinking in 2023, which is a really, really great thing. Mortgage applications for the week ending January 13, 2023 rose a whopping 27.9% from the prior week, according to the data released Wednesday by the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. The uptick was due to a combination of falling mortgage rates and the normal post-holiday rise in applications. Okay, so realtors, they go into hibernation, you know, around Christmas time, and then they come back out, and then they start calling their clients going, hey, what do you say? So that has a little something
it's
to
time,
do with
it's
it.
Time.
The average contract interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage backed by the FHA fell to 6.26% during the week ending January 13th.
Man, I'm glad I bought when we did.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Marla Ferris.
Now, wasn't it, didn't we report that they actually made it down to 5.75% at one time, and then they bounced right back up?
Yeah.
That compares to the 6.39. Okay, so there's 6.26, but it went down from 6.39 a week earlier. Mortgage rates are now at the lowest level since September 2022 and about a percentage point below the peak mortgage rate late last fall, which was over 7%, obviously.
Okay.
So this is good news. I can go through the whole thing, but and it is nice, but... Here we go. One problem facing the U.S. housing market is an ongoing lack of available homes for sale. Redfin estimates the active listings are up about 21% a year ago. Now, this is interesting. I wrote a note here. It shows us how different Santa Clarita is from like the rest of the country.
I know.
Because when you say they're up 21%, you know, that could mean that we would be, again, way up, but we're down.
Right.
It says mostly... they're up over 21% from a year ago, but mostly because homes are sitting on the market longer. Meanwhile, sales continue to decline while new home listings are down 22% year over year. So I'm wondering, in fact, I should check that out and report back next week. I'm wondering how Williams Homes is doing out in Castaic.
I don't know.
They got beat when it came to opening. It was great, 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 and then they finally opened all these homes in Castaic, and they all start at a million. They go from a million to almost two, and it's like, worst time to actually open that whole thing.
Yeah, find out.
Yeah, I need to know. And I don't, I need to know. Yeah, well, I kind of do.
You do, actually. For your
okay,
job.
What's next? Hey, how do you love cold calls? You like them?
No.
You ever mess with them?
No, but I know you do. You talked about it. No, because iPhone just says spam risk, you know, so I don't even, I don't understand. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. And if they need me, they'll leave me a voicemail, and then I'll call them back.
I've actually answered a few.
Yeah, you mess with them.
Well, no, I mean, I mess with them. Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes I just don't. Sometimes it's like, no, sorry. And but sometimes it's not spam. It's somebody that wants me. So,
well, in your industry,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly, yeah. So I've got to kind of do that. Yeah. Okay, so... Let's just say there's a company out there that's been making robocalls and stuff like that, and I guess people have said stop it, and I guess maybe they didn't. I mean, I guess. So what company is that? I don't know. Have you ever heard of Keller Williams?
I may have.
Keller Williams to pay just a mere $40 million to settle cold call class action lawsuit.
Remind me when you're done with this article to make to say one thing about the $40 million at the end.
Okay. And there's another thing that I want to ask you about here, which
I find hilarious. It's probably the same thing.
As part of the deal, the real estate franchisor also agreed to create a task force. They need their own task force to enhance compliance with the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Keller Williams Realty has agreed to pay $40 million to settle a class action lawsuit alleging a major real estate franchisor agents made unsolicited pre-recorded calls to consumers without their consent, including calls to consumers on the National Do Not Call Registry. Such calls violate the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which was signed into law in 1991 to protect consumers from unsolicited telemarketing. Okay. Although calling expired listings in a time-honored way to drum up business in real estate, being on the receiving end of such cold calls is not always welcome. And I got to tell you something. If you're actually in real estate and you're going to a company and there's trainers there, trainers say, look, this is how you get listings. You knock on doors, you make calls, you call expired listings, which means you get an expired listing list and it tells you that day what listing did not sell and the contract is up. Mm. Guess how many calls those people get?
I can't even.
And it's always the same. They go, hi, I was just wondering, you know, if you haven't, I've never called expired listings. Hmm. Okay. And it's strictly because I think that they're too upset. Mm-hmm. to deal with anybody, and I'm probably going to be the 40th call that they got.
Yeah.
And the very first question that they usually ask the agent is, you know, we've got, it's usually this, oh, we've got a buyer for your house, right? And then they go, where was that buyer yesterday?
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you telling me that just now you just got this buyer
right,
this morning?
Right, this morning.
Which is automatically you're getting off on the wrong foot.
Right, exactly. Right?
And so they always say, well, you know, agents aren't the same. You know, I'm going to do something different
of
and
course.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay. So mm-hmm. that being said, that actually is something that happens. Exasperated homeowners sometimes even get local authorities involved to stop the seemingly endless stream of agent calls. Many lawsuits have been filed against brokerages and franchisers under the TCPA. In this particular case, plaintiff Beverly Deshay filed a class action complaint against Keller Williams in June 2022 via a circuit court for the 19th Judicial Circuit in and for Indian River County, Florida. God, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Attorneys Stephen Coleman and Ira Kaufman of Miami filed the case. Coleman and Kaufman also filed other TCPA cases against Keller Williams and against other real estate companies, including Anywhere, which is formerly Realogy, which we know is Better Homes and Gardens, Century 21, mm-hmm. Right. Coal Banker, all of those things. So,
do you want me to talk about the settlement?
I do. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Jump
right.
in there.
So, let's see. I think this is actually pretty funny. So, of course, the settlement in the settlement agreement to Shay, the case also resolves around claims and other TCPA cases filed against Keller Williams. And of course, Keller Williams is saying, no, we didn't do anything wrong. Right. So the settlement, it still has to be approved by the court, by the way, notes that 2 million people may be eligible to receive payments of up to
Wait for it.
$20 American each. That amount is a far cry from the $500 per violation and $1,500 per willful or knowing violation stipulated under the TCPA.
Now,
interesting.
Here's a, that cracked me up. That was one of the things that I was going to say.
Okay.
That's the first thing is, you know. So, question.
Mm-hmm.
The attorneys that put this together,
mm-hmm.
okay? So is it kind of like that Camp Lejeune thing? What they do is they send out
kind of.
Stuff and it says, you know, guess what? Now, do you think they actually said, guess what? It's possible for you to get somewhere, you know, $500, you know, $1,500 if you actually come on board?
I don't know.
And then they end up with 20?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Okay, because you got to do something.
You never guarantee a settlement amount. That would be, that's a hard no-no
got
in
it.
Legal
well,
practice.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
But to get 2 million people.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And
well, I'm sure they subpoenaed the records and figured out how many of these people called, right? And then compared that with the national do not call list, right? And
sure.
then those are your people.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's another question.
Okay.
The attorneys have to make some money.
Okay,
no, I'm serious, right?
That's what I was going to bring
attorneys
up also.
Attorneys have to make some money.
Yeah.
Okay. So now if I'm doing the math,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
It says that there's 2 million people.
Uh-huh.
$20 a piece is $40 million, mm-hmm. and that was what they're thinking. They $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
So the attorney's just going to be altruistic and just say, "Hey, guess what? You know what? We're doing this for free this time, and you know you guys have all the money." Or are they being paid through the TCPA?
The agreement stipulates that the attorney's fees cannot exceed $10 million, and that those fees will be paid from the $40 million settlement sum.
Okay, so that
so there you go.
So that's going to be very disappointing to the people that aren't getting the full $20.
I know.
You know what? So somebody, I don't want to be the person that calls them and says, "Hey, guess what? You're not getting $20. Mm-hmm. You're going to probably only get $13 now." And
I mean,
they would
that's
be
like
very
a,
upset.
That's a cocktail at like Marston's or, you know.
I didn't even notice
can you
that.
You tell I'm not drinking. I'm talking in cocktail terms. It's tragic. Yeah.
But that's funny because I didn't even read that. They got $10 million. Because I was going, well, where are they getting their money?
Yeah. Oh, that's the first thing I looked at.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I found very, very funny is they say – Keller Williams, they say, you know, we've done nothing wrong.
Right.
We're
going to
pay the $40 million, but we've done nothing wrong. It's like, okay, what? It's like Kobe Bryant, when he gave his wife a $4 million ring.
But I explain this to you all the time.
I've done nothing wrong.
No, but listen
to this.
Here's
a $4 million ring, honey.
It is easier. I tell my clients this all the time. It is, in most cases, easier to settle and throw some money at the problem, depending on what side you are on, than to go to trial because, especially if you have a jury trial, you may not win. And if you lose, you are going to pay so much more than, right, just throwing
yes.
some money at it to be done with it, right?
That
so
makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm sure a lot of jurors are not going to, you know, they're going to think, Oh my gosh, I hate cold calls. You know, screw Keller Williams. Oh. They're wrong. They're done. Absolutely. Judgment for, see what I mean?
It's easy to pick to get a jury if you say it's a cold call problem.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh,
who
are you kidding me?
Received a cold call?
Seriously? This is awesome.
That's my point.
Yeah. They're all licking their lips.
But I mean, I guess I can't say all, but, you know, the majority of settlement agreements and the recitals in the beginning, it says, you know, Phil says that Taylor did this. Taylor absolutely says she did not do this. We're not making any, you know, findings about if Taylor did or didn't. This is what we're settling with, and that's it, right? So that's how it goes.
It just sounds so funny. We have done nothing wrong, but here's a check for $40 million. It's like,
the way that
isn't
it goes.
That contradictory
no.
to it?
No. There's no admission of liability clause. it's the way it goes. So
I love it. Hey, guess what?
I want to know if I'm getting $17, though.
I would be very upset if they called me later after they told me I was going to get 20, and then they said, guess what, we've got to take our share, so now you're going to get 13.
I wouldn't care.
Or 14.
Yeah, you're a curmudgeon, though. But that's why we love you.
Isn't that something that I would say, you know, being a 65-year-old
old guy? That's why I said
guy,
it, so you would recognize
curmudgeon.
It. But I didn't want to use some young kids slang.
Yeah, I would have said, what does that mean? No, first I would have said, huh? What? I can't hear you.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah. What can you do? Yeah. Glenn Kelman, you know who he is? He's mm-hmm. the CEO for Redfin.
Yep.
He calls millennials the roommate generation.
Yeah. I can see it.
Makes sense. In an appearance on Barron's Live, Redfin CEO explained how rising mortgage rates have trapped homeowners and home buyers into home purgatory through tough for anyone to make a move. That makes sense. For years, real estate professionals have looked to millennials to push the housing market forward as previous generations slow their home buying and home selling activities. Yeah, you know, there was a time only a couple years ago that they were saying the millennials are going to own the market. I mean, it's going to be, oh my God, you know, they're doing such a great thing. Okay, so however, several obstacles overwhelming student loan debt, yep. stagnant wage growth, and skyrocketing home prices have stifled millennials' homeownership's dreams and turned them into what Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman calls the roommate generation, which I guess makes sense. I think household formation a year and a half ago was at 5 million units, and now it's less than a fifth of that.
Well, think about it. I mean, Greg and I had this problem, you know, we had to save money and you know, get help and whatnot, but it's the down payment. You know, yeah. it's hard when yep. you've got student loans. You've got Mark Young, my partner, calls me my student loan, my mortgage without the mortgage, right? So mm-hmm. it's so you've got your student loans and everything, and so you've got enough monthly money to pay for a mortgage, but saving for the down payment is really hard.
Crushing.
And so I don't want to go live with my parents again. I mean, I love my dad, but good Lord, no. So I'd rather call Angelique, like, yo, let's shack up together, right?
Yeah,
and so
sure.
we'll get a two-bedroom apartment, and that's what a lot of people do. So
yeah.
it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Although affordability was an issue well before the pandemic, Kelman said, buyers seizing once-in-a-lifetime mortgage rates worsened the imbalance between supply and demand. As a result, home prices went up, increased 40% between 2020 and 2022.
Yep.
That's just an unprecedented rate of gain. However, buyers and sellers in 2020, 21, and 22 were more willing to bear the brunt of astronomical home price growth with low fixed-rate mortgages offering long-term savings. But the Federal Reserve threw a wrench into that whole thing. Yep. And then the housing market, when they began raising rates in mid-2022.
We closed right before that.
Yep. No, you got right
we
in under the door.
I did. I know.
Which
my
was,
goodness.
Which was terrific. So anyway, that goes on.
I read this and I'm like, yep, that was, you know, that was us.
Yep.
I get it. I mean, he's not my roommate. He's my husband.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you
it's
know,
kind of
it's
a roommate.
The same thing.
I mean, yeah.
It's kind of messy. Actually, he's not messy at all.
Roommate with benefits. I've been babysitting.
Three kids. Yeah, believe me.
Those are the benefits now.
That's for a different show, Phil.
No, I'm saying the benefits now are he helps babysit. That's the benefit.
You don't babysit your own children. Right? People are like, he helps with the kids. I'm like, no, he doesn't help. They're his own children. He takes care of his own children. Like, I don't help with my kids. I take
fine.
Care of my kids.
Fine.
People, our nanny helps with the children, right? My goodness. Don't
Let's
even
see.
Get me started.
We don't get me started. She's getting all riled up. My goodness.
I know.
You need a drink.
No, I don't, actually. I think it's just because I just, like, literally chugged all of my coffee, and now I'm Just, yeah. Ooh.
You know what? Let's see if we can't do this. Well, you know what? We don't have time to do this. Mm-mm. So we're going to do it when we come back.
Okay.
All right?
What are we going to do?
We're going to see if we can't figure out who the heck Real Page's Yield Star is.
Yeah, this was interesting.
I don't even know who they are.
I didn't either. I mean, I do now.
They're in trouble.
Hey, you know what we could talk about really quickly before the break? Okay. Yeah. The commercial that I can't stand, which I think we should have of the week.
That's 72 Sold.
72 Sold. That's what I was going to say. I don't know if any of our listeners have seen those commercials. They're everywhere.
With the praying mantis on the thing.
Yes. Yeah. That is exactly what he looks like. That
looks like a praying mantis, yeah.
Hysterical.
And what's really funny is they don't offer anything different.
We're disrupting the home buying market.
In a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
And then
you
all
know
these
why?
Like, stock photos because of these happy people like signing mortgage documents.
Yeah. And
like,
if you look across the very,
it.
Very bottom, it says we can say that we're actually doing better and people are making more money because of, and it says MLS data, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, Phil had to pause it and send it to me. He's like, isn't this illegal?
I had to pause it,
I can't read it.
Take a photo of it, and then I had to
blow it up.
Yeah. Which seems like it would be illegal.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge fan of those commercials. No offense to that nice gentleman, but I'm just not.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, this is what I don't understand. They don't offer anything that's special.
That's what I don't get.
It's like, we'll come out, we'll list your house for 5%, mm-hmm. and we're going to tell you we're going to sell it in 8 days, which is impossible.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is impossible. All right? Unless you give it away,
right.
That's not going to happen. So that's almost worse than an iBuyer. So, but what I think the whole thing is, get them under contract.
Right.
And then realize, well, you know, you wanted more than I suggested. So we're going to have to
wait.
Take this
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
yeah.
So, and I hate that, to be honest. I hate that.
Well, let's go gripe about it over the break. Because we
got
to take a break.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry. But then we're going to get to this Yield Star weird thing. So stay with us.
Hey, okay. I guess we're back, huh? Welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. We are on a roll. It's me, Phil. It's Taylor Williams Moniz. And it's Precious. We are all here. It's a party. We were just talking about teeth, which is fascinating.
We
yeah. Okay, so let's just get into this. And it's funny because when I see something, I look at it and I go, should we talk about it? And it seems to be interesting because anytime anybody's in trouble, I like to talk about it. You know, because I like the fact that if somebody does something wrong and they get caught, I like it, right?
I know you do.
Okay,
you're like
so.
A watchdog.
So it's weird because I see U.S. lawmakers demand DOJ probe, and I'm like, yes. And then it says, into RealPage's YieldStar software. I have no idea what that is. Okay, so.
What the what?
Exactly right. Exactly right, yeah. Lawmakers in both chambers of commerce, both chambers, which is really hard for that to happen, have accused RealPage of anti-competitive practices. Calls for an inquiry come a month after a sweeping and critical report into the company. Okay. A month after a report arguing that, here we go, rental technology company. That's what they do. RealPage was driving up rents and engaging in anti-competitive practices. A growing chorus of lawmakers have criticized the company and called on the U.S. Department of Justice and other regulators to investigate. Okay, so there's something in here, and I'll keep going, but there's something in here that kind of cracked me up.
Okay.
Lawmakers have ultimately sent at least three different letters to federal authorities, blah, 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 blah. They're doing something wrong. So what are they doing? We're concerned that the use of this rate-setting software. So what they do is, I guess, they actually put in there for rent for
it analyzes
landlords.
And tells you what they think the rent should be.
And you know what? And you know, do this. And usually it comes out with, hey, Chris, guess what? It should be
it's
higher. It should
high.
Be higher, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what you should be getting. So they go back.
That's what these these lawmakers are saying, that it's artificially inflating and causing, you know, wreaking havoc on the rental market.
Yep. It says, we are concerned that the use of this rate setting software essentially amounts to a cartel to artificially inflate rental rates in multifamily residential buildings. The letter continues, in addition, we are concerned about potential anti-competitive coordination taking place through the RealPage user group.
Mm-hmm.
You get all of these people together, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, guess what? You know what? We should all do the same thing. Finally, last week, 17 U.S. House representatives sent a letter to both the DOJ and the FTC asking for an investigation into the RealPage. Between all three letters, the total of 21 lawmakers, all Democrats, have asked for federal authorities to look into the situation. Inman has reached out to RealPage and will update the story with any comment the company provides. Here's an interesting thing. And this is, didn't make any sense. The controversy over RealPage and the YieldStar software burst into headlines in October thanks to a report from nonprofit news site ProPublica. The report argued that YieldStar is widely used among large property companies and that it has ultimately prompted managers to leave units empty, upended the practice of negotiating for prices, and birthed a new kind of cartel. Ooh, that allows the nation's largest landlords to indirectly coordinate pricing. So, real quick before I go to the next thing, which I thought was funny, why would it prompt them to leave units empty? If they can't get the rent, they just say, okay, fine, we're just not going to rent it at all?
I guess.
Fascinating.
Or maybe they think that, you know, eventually they will find someone. Right.
Yep. Now, this I thought was really funny. The ProPublica report further argued that by RealPage's own admission, its algorithm is helping drive rents higher.
What?
Okay.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah, so they're trying to get business from these companies that will buy their software by saying, look, you buy the software, guess what? Your rents are going
to
go up.
Exactly, and you'll be able to support it because...
Which is not good.
Yeah, right? No.
So anyway...
I'm just used to rent being high because we lived on the west side forever.
Well, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And again, when we came out here, we weren't shocked.
Sometimes I am shocked with... Well, first thing is I'm kind of shocked with how much... Oh, to give you an idea... the people that actually wrote the offer at 1.28, mm-hmm. you know, that said that they would, mm-hmm. they came back, though, and said, by the way, you can close it when you want to close it, like we said.
Right.
But you have to rent it back for 30 days. And I looked at that, and it was $7,700 a month. And I thought, ouch.
For your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
70, because they were putting 20%
down. I think we maybe should save that one.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. Yeah, because we're running out of time.
I know. And I like, that's going to be a good one. I want to go through that one.
Okay, mm-hmm. So...
you pick.
I don't know. Let's just talk.
Okay.
What do you say?
That's totally fine with me.
How are you?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm really good. I think that's interesting, though. I mean, how did they determine that number, the 7,700? Do you know?
Yeah, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance at the 6.25 interest rate of probably a little bit over $1 million when it comes to the loan amount.
Okay. Because I'm wondering, you know, Greg, we just moved. We already need a bigger house. Like, we're just going to, I mean, we probably won't move for another 3 or 4 years, but we for sure are going to need a bigger house. But we want to keep ours. We love our house. And so we're talking about, you know, what we can do and invest in and move stuff around to buy a bigger house, but keep this house and what we could rent it for.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Yeah. So we'll have to have that conversation.
It's pretty amazing.
If and when.
And the nice thing is, in 3 or 4 years, yours will have gone up substantially.
Which I is, hope
which
so.
Is, and it's going to be like your little bank account.
I know. She's a cute little house.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And the only thing that you need to do is just, you know, put as much money away as you possibly can so that you don't have to take money out of that to actually buy the other house.
Yeah, you tried doing that with 3 kids in school. I'm just
well,
kidding.
No, you know what? That
feels
makes,
like,
that makes
fact,
perfect
Taylor,
sense.
I do have 3 children, and they all were in school. So, okay, so let's talk about this. So your house in Texas is going to be done when?
It depends. It's supposed to be ready in April.
Such a lawyer answer.
But they were saying, they were saying that the drywall was supposed to be finished on December 15th.
Okay.
And they only finished it yesterday.
January 19th.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a whole month. So does that push it back? They said no. And I said, well, so it seems like it should.
So this is great then that you can stay in your house and close when you need to.
See, it's perfect for us just for the fact that Judy wants to stay until at least the first week of March.
Okay.
So we would close and leave town on March 17th. So we'll have 10 days. She'll leave on the 7th, which is on a Friday.
Got it.
And so we're going to have that ability to, you know, have 10 days to get our affairs in order. And
Got it. Yep. So people need to hurry up and call you.
Yes, they do. Well, no, actually, they don't need to hurry because I'm going to be here no matter what.
You will, absolutely. Yeah. But how do they find you?
They just go to philnardella.com or they can call 661-312-3561. And you?
DYWlaw.com or... 661-259-9000.
That's right. Call now.
Give us a call. Yeah.
Operators are standing by.
Admins are standing by. That they really are. But hey, great show.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one down.
I know.
Oh, then we only have 5 more.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.